The central idea here is clear. Age does not automatically cap ultra-endurance performance. Runners over 50 can remain highly competitive because of physiological adaptation, mental resilience, accumulated experience, smarter training, and race designs that reward endurance over raw speed. A strong example of this shift is the Grandmaster Ultra, launched in 2019. It presents a practical model for making ultra-distance running more accessible to older athletes. By offering a 48-hour cutoff for 100-mile and 100-kilometer distances, the event opens the door for runners in their 5th, 6th, and 7th decades. In 2021, 30 runners over 50 finished the 100-mile distance, including 3 runners over 70. 21 of those 30 finishers completed the race in more than 30 hours, showing that steady endurance can remain strong even when speed declines. Bill Dickey, an 81-year-old runner, completed the 100-kilometer distance in just over 42 hours, illustrating the value of persistence, pacing, and recovery strategy. A major argument is that older ultra-runners possess hidden physical advantages. Peak endurance performance generally remains stable into the late 30s and then declines modestly through the 50s, but training habits matter more than chronological age. In sedentary adults, VO2 max can drop about 10% per decade after age 25 to 30, but consistent endurance athletes slow that decline significantly. Older masters athletes also store more intramuscular lipids, meaning they have more fat available inside muscle cells to fuel long efforts. This improved fat-burning capacity becomes especially valuable in ultra events, where metabolic efficiency often determines who finishes strong. Although maximum heart rate and VO2 max decline with age, research suggests older runners may handle lactic acid better than younger runners, helping them sustain effort during long races. The mental game is equally important. Ultra runners tend to score higher in mental toughness than many other athletes, and this trait becomes more valuable with age. Older runners are better at reframing suffering, managing discomfort, and maintaining focus. The text emphasizes that elite ultra runners can experience fatigue and happiness at the same time, while less successful runners may spiral into discouragement when tired. Grandmaster athletes also show superior tactical wisdom, pacing discipline, and racecraft. Experience allows them to avoid early surges, manage low points, and make better decisions about fueling, rest, and effort. Experience is framed as one of the greatest assets in ultra-endurance. Successful ultra-runners often spend years preparing before their first ultra, with many training for about 7 years before that first race, and then accumulating about 7 years of ultra experience afterward. This long apprenticeship teaches runners how to handle fueling, pacing, sleep, pain, and the psychological demands of day-long effort. The same determination that leads someone to ultra-running also supports decades of consistent training. Athletes who remain dedicated into their 50s, 60s, and beyond tend to be resilient, injury-aware, and disciplined. Recent results show that senior ultra performance has improved dramatically. The 2024 USATF Masters Championships featured intense competition in the 70 to 74 age division, with 9 finishers separated by less than a minute. In 2025, the women's 55 to 59 category produced 3 course records at major ultramarathons, with times that would have been competitive in open divisions a decade earlier. The men's 65 to 69 division also showed strength, with multiple sub-24-hour 100-mile finishes. These are not isolated outliers. The depth of talent in Grandmaster categories has grown, creating real competition for age group podiums. Age grading reinforces this point. Age grading compares a runner's performance to the world record pace for their age group, producing a percentage score. Many ultrarunners find that their age-graded scores improve in their 50s and 60s, suggesting that endurance capacity can be maintained or even optimized with age. Grandmaster competitors often score in the 80 to 90% range of world record performances for their age. This system creates a fairer comparison across age brackets and helps validate the achievements of older athletes. Training after 50 requires adaptation rather than simply pushing harder. Muscle mass declines at about 3 to 5% per decade after the mid-30s and accelerates to 7 to 8% per decade after the mid-50s, mainly affecting fast twitch fibers. This explains why power often declines before endurance. Many successful Grandmaster ultrarunners move away from traditional 7-day training cycles and use 9 or 10-day training weeks to allow more recovery. They focus on time on feet rather than chasing higher mileage totals. Strength training becomes essential, with the text recommending 2 20-minute weekly sessions of heavy, low repetition lifting to preserve muscle mass and improve connective tissue resilience. Recovery also needs to change. Older athletes may need 48 to 72 hours between intense efforts, and some may need 96 hours or more as they enter their 60s. Mobility work is important for injury prevention, with recommendations including at least 10 minutes daily or about 15 minutes of mobility work for every 60 minutes of training. Active recovery such as walking, cycling, or swimming can support blood flow without overtaxing recovering muscles. Nutrition and sleep are critical. Protein needs increase with age because of anabolic resistance or the body's reduced efficiency in using protein. The recommended intake is 1.5 to 1.8 grams per kilogram of body weight daily, split into 20 to 25 gram servings every 3 to 4 hours, with emphasis on leucine-rich foods such as chicken, beef, tofu, and eggs. Hydration also requires more attention because thirst sensation can diminish with age. A simple guideline is to drink half one's body weight in pounds in ounces daily, plus additional fluids during exercise. Sleep is essential for recovery, with 8 to 10 hours recommended nightly because deep sleep supports growth hormone release, muscle repair, and adaptation to training. Race design is a major factor in Grandmaster success. Extended cutoffs allow older runners to finish at sustainable paces, while traditional tight cutoffs can eliminate them before they can demonstrate endurance. The Grandmaster Ultra's 48-hour cutoff is central to its success. The event is designed specifically for runners over 50, with support features such as pacers available for runners over 70 and aid stations every 4 to 7 miles. These design choices reduce panic, lower injury risk, and allow athletes to use strategies like completing 50K, resting, refueling, and then continuing. Volunteers also play a larger role, sometimes committing to 48-hour shifts, creating a more supportive environment for long-duration racing. Community is another key theme. The Grandmaster Ultra scene is built on shared experience, mentorship, and mutual support. Older runners often pass on knowledge about pacing, fueling, and race management, helping newcomers avoid costly mistakes. Structured programs such as the Trail Team Project provide mentorship from experienced trail athletes. Volunteering, pacing, and aid station work keep older runners connected even during injury or recovery. Increased media coverage and age group recognition have also helped elevate older athletes, countering the tendency of running coverage to fade after age 45. Race directors are increasingly documenting age group records in 5-year increments, and organizations are working to make older athletes more visible. The final takeaway is that ultra endurance may be one of the few sports where aging can become an advantage rather than a limitation. Older runners bring better fat metabolism, improved lactate tolerance, stronger mental resilience, superior pacing, and decades of experience. When combined with appropriate training, recovery, nutrition, sleep, and race design, these factors allow athletes to remain competitive well into their 6th, 7th, and 8th decades. The Grandmaster Ultra model shows that endurance is not about youth or explosive speed. It is about consistency, wisdom, and the ability to keep moving forward over long distances.